You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. Hey, listen, we're switching to the next point of the Triple Dipper for the day. So we spent the first part of the show talking about Russia Watch and how international policy, foreign policy is so important. And leadership means everything in that. And right now, I feel like we're struggling to have that level of leadership we used to have on the world stage. That being said, we're switching to the next part of the Triple Dipper, which is what I'm calling the segment on battleground victories in the COVID wars. And I'm just calling it that now. We're in the COVID wars, people. It has come down to the point that we are literally in a war to fight for our own liberties. And nobody better to talk about it with than my friend Matt Clark, who's been on the show a number of times. Matt is the head of the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. He's an attorney who fights for constitutional issues and civil liberties and maintains sort of a presence on the stage, so to speak, in Alabama now with regards to fighting for things that really matter. So welcome him on again. Hey, Matt, glad to have you on today.
Hey, Phil, thanks for having me on. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, thanks, man. Well, listen, I want to talk about United Launch Alliance in a minute, but briefly, we had some breaking news right before the show. I'm guessing you're aware Attorney General Steve Marshall has announced that in his suit against the federal contractor mandate, one of the many versions of the mandates, that apparently we now have, as of today, a nationwide injunction, and that I would assume would impact your case against United Launch Alliance, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. It definitely takes out, one of the legs on which United Launch Alliance stands. But there's absolutely no doubt that, today's victory in General Marshall's case is a huge victory. It resolves a question that everybody's kind of been wondering, which is, can the federal government do this? Can the president of the United States unilaterally, just by the stroke of a pen, force everybody that, receives federal contracts to go ahead and get vaccinated? Because that is a huge policy, and everybody that's watching this knows that this is really not about federal procurement. It's about implementing a social policy without the approval of Congress or the states. And today, a court stepped in and said, no, he can't do that. So, and he made the injunction nationwide, which is huge.
It is huge. And right now, I think that means, if I'm not mistaken, we have nationwide injunctions against the OSHA mandate, the medical facilities, medical personnel mandate, and now the contractor mandate, correct?
Yeah, I think you're right. So the federal courts have stayed the OSHA mandate, and they came out with a pretty long opinion that was very well reasoned and made clear that at that stage the OSHA can't implement its mandate anywhere in the country. I think you're right about the medical workers one. The court came out with that decision, I think it was late last week, and I'm pretty sure there was a nationwide injunction. And now, you're right, the court has said, all right, nowhere in the nation can the federal government force its contractors to get this to implement this vaccine mandate. So we're seeing a lot of major wins across the country right now.
Well, and we really are. And if you get down to it, one of the other things that happened was on the federal employees mandate, they punted the date to next year and also came back recently and sort of began to crawfish on their comments saying, well, we're not going to like immediately terminate them. We just got to, we got to know. I think the hardest one right now to deal with is the military mandate. But nonetheless, mm-hmm. I know that fight is still ongoing too.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, I think if there is one area where the federal government probably has more power to decide how they're going to handle it, it probably is with the military and with federal civilian employees, because, especially if you work for the president, if you're an executive branch employee, then, there is something that makes sense about the president being able to decide how the military is going to handle things, especially, and then how, his own people are going to handle it. Even so, it's not limitless. Our friends at Liberty Council are doing a great job of challenging those mandates in Florida right now. I think because that case is tougher, they have not gotten the immediate, injunction that we're seeing in all these other kinds of cases. But the court is making the federal government report, I think, about every 2 weeks on how they're handling this and making them explain pretty much everything that they're doing to try to get the military and federal employees vaccinated. So I think that's a pretty big win in that kind of case.
Well, so Matt, the one we got today, the one that just came out about federal contractors, I mean, that has a huge impact upon my listening audience, because up here where the show sits on the AM/FM side of things, here in the Huntsville market, I guess I would have to call it, we have a ton of defense contractors. We have a ton of contractors of various sorts that work out at Redstone Arsenal over at Anniston Army Depot. And then so this is going to have a huge impact potentially upon my listening area. Do you know, is there an immediate stay? Is what is it doing? Is it going to reinstate people who've lost their jobs?
No, I don't think so. That's an excellent question, Phil. I'll have to double check on that. But, you know, typically when you get an injunction, what that means is that the government has to stop what it's doing. So at the very least, if you have some folks that are listening and saying, goodness gracious, I'm going to be fired by the end of this week if I don't get the vaccine. Well, the good news is that the federal court just stepped in and told the government to back off. So if you are facing imminent termination, but you haven't been terminated yet, hopefully you can breathe a lot better now the court stepped in. As far as reinstating employees that have already been terminated, being honest, Phil, I've been in and out of meetings all day, so I haven't had a chance to look that deeply into it. But so far, I haven't seen anything in the opinion that said that if you've been fired, you have to be hired back.
Well, before we run out of time, Matt, let's talk about United Launch Alliance, because even though this decision in a separate case may impact your case, nonetheless, you've also had some things happening in your own case against United Launch Alliance based out of Decatur. If I'm not mistaken, you guys, your folks did not get the preliminary injunction from the court that you had sought, but then your people still had some administrative remedies, some of which have been successful.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, you know, we've talked on the show before about how during this past special session, Alabama passed a law saying that if you want to do business in Alabama, then if your employees apply for a religious exemption from this vaccine mandate, they got to get it. And if they apply for a medical exemption, then if it's supported by a doctor's note, they have to get it too. And if the company decides not to honor that, then the employees can appeal to the Department of Labor. So our clients did that. They appealed to the Department of Labor, and an administrative law judge yesterday came out and overruled ULA's objection. Decisions to fire them. So our clients are good. I've called up ULA's attorneys and said, okay, how do you want to proceed? And they haven't gotten back to me yet. Now we are in a very good position. So we're really happy with the decision from the Department of Labor.
So at this point, if the grounds for termination were deemed to be a violation of the Department of Labor's policies, then they could be looking at possible reinstatement, I would hope, in that case, not just preserving their status quo going forward, but also potential reinstatement, I would think.
Yeah, that's how I understand it as well. I think the statute talked about that as a remedy for employees who had already been fired. So you're right. If they've been fired because they refused to violate their religious views, or or if they had a medical reason for not taking the vaccine, then if they appeal to the Department of Labor, then they could potentially get their jobs back.
Well, speaking of appeal, I guess if I'm not mistaken, the way the law was written, because this all, what you just had happen yesterday, extends from the most recently passed special session legislation by the Alabama State Legislature. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so then if I'm not mistaken, if United Launch Alliance wants to really bow up on this, they could technically appeal that administrative law judge's ruling. Am I correct?
Yes, they could. So that's part of the reason why we wanted to call and figure out what their plans were, if they were willing to talk with us, is because they could appeal. And the way that it works is they would appeal to, I believe it's the Board of Appeals within the Department of Labor. And if they lose there again, they can appeal to a circuit court. It can go all the way up to the state Supreme Court. So if they really wanted to fight this out, they could. But, the top of the chain of command here is the Alabama Supreme Court, and I'm thinking they're probably going to be a lot more sympathetic to our clients and to the company. So I hope they do the reasonable thing here to stop fighting and give their employees their jobs back.
Well, that's certainly my hope as well. And I know you and I have talked before about how you got to be careful about going after private entities that are making their own internal job decisions. But when they're violating the civil rights, the actual constitutional liberties that their employees are supposed to be allowed to have, that opens up a whole new can of worms. And so thank you for what you're doing on that regard.
Absolutely. Thank you, Phil. And thanks for continuing to, you know, stay on this, break the news and really sound the alarm for when, you know, companies are trying to cross the line into violating civil rights. So thanks for what you're doing, man.
Absolutely, Matt. All right, man, you have a great day and I appreciate you calling in. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break right now. That was Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty. That's big doings, people. Big, big doings. As of today, we're already seeing the new law passed by the state legislature go into effect and work. And employees at United Launch Alliance were able to send their denials of religious exemptions to the State Department of Labor, and the State Department of Labor agreed with them. That's huge, people. That is huge. But on top of that, our Attorney General has helped win on everybody's behalf who's a defense contractor or a federal contractor, a total injunction nationwide against the Obama federal contractor mandate. I'm loving this. Right here in the COVID wars. Got a few more to tell you when we get back from this break. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama, and this is the biggest show on the afternoons across the northern part of our state. Phil Williams hosting Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And by the way, that's no fooling. That's not just rhetoric. Ratings are showing that this show is, thankfully, according to this audience, is the biggest News Talk show in the northern part of the state in the afternoons, and we certainly appreciate it. We know what that means. And that's also a clear indicator that we have a great audience. Bunch of right side ruffians out there is what I call them. Hey, listen, I got to tell you real quick about the Alabama Pecan Company. Alabama Pecan Company. So you might be in that spot right now where you're looking at it and saying, dang, there's only like 3 weeks left of Christmas and you have no idea what to get, you know, Uncle Joe, or for that matter, you know, those clients that are on your list because they've been, you know, coming to your business, but you don't know what to get them to thank them. Well, the Alabama Pecan Company stands ready to just help you out and put all the gifts under the tree for you. They've got an amazing array of prepared gift baskets, but you can also custom make a gift basket. All you got to do is go to their website, Alabama Pecan Co., that's C-O, alabamapecanco.com. Check it out. Place your order. It gets delivered right to their door. Just think about it. How much stress would that relieve from you in the final days of Christmas shopping? AlabamaPecanCo.com. Check them out. All right, finishing up this this whole section here on the battleground victories in COVID wars, I want to make you aware of a few things. Number one is one of our congressmen, Congressman Barry Moore, a friend of mine that I served with in the Alabama legislature, who now represents Alabama Congressional District 2 down in the Wiregrass area, he joined with another 100 of his other lawmakers in a letter to the Biden administration, reporting on 1819 News just in the last 8 hours. This letter by 100 lawmakers, including our own Congressman Barry Moore, went to the Biden administration asking them to just flat out drop the COVID-19 vaccine mandates. Just drop it, especially the one against medical professionals, because we don't have the ability, the luxury of being able to staff up hospitals with replacements. And here we are saying, okay, it's a medical emergency, therefore we will have fewer medical people. Well, it makes no sense. Senator Ted Cruz joined Congressman Moore, and Ted Cruz's comments are pretty classic. He said, it ought to be your choice as a responsible adult to decide whether to get the COVID vaccine, said Ted Cruz in a statement. No pissant politician, whether a local mayor or governor or the president of the United States, has the right or legal authority to force you to make that decision. We got a few good ones up there in D.C., on that same vein, in D.C., I wanted you to know, you remember a few weeks ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, I talked about the fact that there's actually a way, I did not know this, a way procedurally for Congress to actually invalidate an executive order of the president. I didn't know they could do that. Well, it takes a lot, and it takes a resolution under the Congressional Review Act passed by both the Senate and the House. Well, it's not likely to pass the House. I'll just go ahead and tell you that right now. The House still has enough of a majority to where it's not likely to pass. However, the Senate is going to vote this week, and Senator Joe Manchin has said that he will join the all 50 Republicans, and we may even see Senator Manchin also join them. And so it may actually pass the Senate. That's going to be an overwhelmingly strong signal to the Biden administration that he is losing ground in Congress. And so just want to point that out to you. It probably won't pass all the way around, at least not till after the 2022 elections. Couple more things I'll point out to you that I think are just great. Talking about victories, these are battleground victories in the COVID wars is what I'm calling this section of the Triple Dipper. A Florida-based healthcare company, a big one. This is Advent Health, a massive Florida-based healthcare company. Story I'm looking at in the Post-Millennial, dated 2 days ago. They have backed off of their vaccine mandate for all 83,000 of their employees in Florida. Yeah! So this move, I mean, it comes on the heels of multiple legal actions being filed around the nation. The fact that the medical system's mandate was enjoined by the federal district court in Louisiana on a nationwide basis, and the fact that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed a bill preventing private employers from enforcing those vaccine mandates. Well, they're not alone. Another article here by townhall.com. Townhall.com, Leah Barkalkas from Town Hall is reporting that two of Cleveland's biggest hospital systems are now backtracking on their own vaccine mandates. After the federal court came out and blocked it, University Hospitals and Cleveland Clinic, two of Cleveland, Ohio's major healthcare systems, announced that they have reversed their COVID-19 vaccine mandates for their employees. People, this is what happens when you fight back. I'm just telling you. This is what happens when you elect people like Attorney General Steve Marshall, who will fight. This is what happens when you pass legislation that is conservative, that actually works. This is what happens when you elect a governor who will do more than just talk about it, that will actually do something about it. This is what happens when you put the wood to them. And I'm just telling you, every single day, these COVID wars are going to keep going, and we're going to keep gaining ground. And right now, we're kicking their tail at every turn. So take heart. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Coming back in a minute, one of my favorite segments, Copper's Corner, is up next. We'll be right back.